Maryland, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Cape Cod all have similar problems to Suffolk, where more than a million single-family homes dump wastewater into backyard septic tanks and where it then flows into the Long Island Sound and the Great South Bay. Planners wanted ideas on what kind of systems exist to pretreat the wastewater, their effectiveness, and how much they cost. In a presentation to Suffolk's Public Works Committee, officials said that special upgraded septic tanks are effective at removing nitrogen from wastewater. The problem is, while they are cheaper than sewers, they still cost $30,000 each to install. Dorian Dale is Director of Sustainability for Suffolk County. He told lawmakers that other states paid for these systems through a mix of taxes and local laws that drive homeowners to install the pricey systems.
A $60 assessment that's placed on the property in some instances or is extended through water bills in other instances, $60 per household, or in the case of folks on septic systems, on the order of about $5 a month.
Dale also said some communities were able to tap into federal funds to offer low-interest loans to homeowners. Planners are still a long way off from proposing any solid initiatives that would cut wastewater nitrogen. They hope to have manufacturers install several demonstration systems in Suffolk by September. Also Monday, lawmakers advanced two key bills. If approved at the general meeting next week, Suffolk could ban the use and sale of hydrofracking byproducts in the unlikely event the state approves their use. Lawmakers will also vote next week on a program that would install carbon monoxide detectors in all county buildings at a cost of $500,000. Charles Lane, WSHU News.